Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about your digital afterlife. Does your family or power of attorney know where to find your passwords? Have you ever thought about what you'd like to happen to your social media when you transition to the next adventure? Who would you like to have your music, photographs, audiobooks, etc.? Learn how to prepare for your digital afterlife as we continue our month focusing on going with grace.
Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started.
Today's episode was inspired because this year, turning 50, and I don't know if others have experienced this, but more people my age have died unexpectedly. Or someone I know, they were working on something, had a heart attack at their home desk, and died right then and there. I had another friend who is my age who died unexpectedly, and their social media stuff is still up. They obviously didn't plan for it. It perhaps is something the family didn't think of. And it just is kind of there. And some people might be okay with that. Others might not, especially if your stuff is private. My stuff is public because I figure that there's some hacker out there who can get into it no matter what. And so I thought, as long as my guideline is it's okay with being printed on the front of the New York Times, then we're good to go. So I just keep everything public because it just doesn't make sense to me to hide stuff. So anyway, but more and more social media, I hope we are on the pendulum, is starting to shift back to not being on social media so much. But anyway, that's kind of where we are. When we went with my parents, my father's great. He has no social media. My mom has a Facebook page, which love you, Mom, but she'll say, how do I post a picture? So she's not super adept at Facebook, but she still needs to make a choice. What does she desire us to do? And so that was one of the questions when we met with the attorney and accountant, my father. What do you want? How about your online accounts passwords? Have you made a document for us for that? Most people these days will have something that is digital or online. That's just the reality. You might not be on social media. If you have elderly parents, there is a decent chance. And with our age and everyone below, they're going to have something that's online. As with the other episodes this month, this is by no means a comprehensive list. I couldn't get everything that needs to be in one podcast episode. So the goal here is to get you starting, get you thinking, get you asking questions, and really thinking and making decisions about your online afterlife. Making a list, checking it twice. What are your online assets? Have you really taken the time to sit down and think about it? Because you might think, I really don't have a lot. You might have online banking. I know when I joined the credit union 12 years ago, they said, hey, we can send you paper statements, but you'll pay $2 per statement. And I'm like, no way am I paying $24 a year for a paper statement. So now with the credit union, all our online is banking. And I have to admit, there are some things that I could upgrade and do online. I'm not quite there yet because with all of these hackers and everything, it makes me nervous. But the reality is I have stuff online. What about insurance? I know when we were getting home insurance and we had to purchase to get our loan, had to purchase home insurance for our new house for an entire year. So Tony has USAA because he was in the military. All of that was done online. Now they had support, obviously, if we had questions and could call. But our insurance is now, for the most part, online. Auto life, all of that. What are your online assets? What other accounts do you have online? Utilities? I know the utility is trying to get us to do everything online. I'm not there yet. That goes again with my fear of, well, what if you get hacked? You know, you have all this information that you have to provide. We are going to get solar. The 30% credit ends this year, and we talked a lot about it with some other credits we're going for. Well, they have a really cool, groovy little online app, and that might, I haven't found this out yet, might force us to do our electric and have all of that online, because we'll be giving power back and using that when it's dark at night. And so anyway, all of that is probably going to be moved online for us. How about subscriptions? What do you subscribe to that's online? Maybe you have a magazine. I subscribed to Vanity Fair for a while. I need to resubscribe because they have really great articles. I really like that. But they have an online, if you have a subscription, they have an online portal. How about your library? Recently moved to a small town, have a great library. And if I want a book, I do all of that online. I say, hey, when the book's in, text me. Don't email me, call me, text me, and let me know. So think about it. I mean, there's so many things. I remember I still have a library card. It's all electronic now. I remember the kid getting a library card, but there seems to be just this continual shift. I don't see everything. I think I see hopefully the pendulum swing with social media, but things I think we're going to get more and more online. So start writing down all of those accounts. Brainstorm on that. Which leads me right into social media. What are all your accounts? And if you're like me, you might have a professional and a personal account. You may have many there. I have found with social media, I'm doing a better job of being on less online, but I have to be for business. So I was thinking about it. I said, well, I have Facebook, which I'm on a fair amount. I also use something called Hootsuite so I can get out posts Monday through Saturday and plan that way, because I just don't have the time to do a spontaneous new post every day. I try to do that once in a while when it warrants, or like, for instance, when I'm quoted in an article, okay, here, boom, and I'll share it that day, but I have to make sure that content is constantly out there. So I have Facebook. I have Twitter. I have YouTube. I have Instagram. I'm on Google, and actually I have two accounts on Google, although, you know, they tad up. Isn't this awful? I can't even think of it. It wasn't a success, so Google took it away. Whatever the Google social media experiment that failed was, I was on that. But I have, for my old business, Healing Through Organization, I have an account, and the Reawaken Your Brilliance under that is Google. I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm on Tumblr. Not on Tumblr that much. I believe I posted something that maybe posts when my podcast comes out. And I'm probably forgetting something on this list. And I'm more active on some of these things than others. I mean, you could spend your entire life on social media. Like, I'm not on Snapchat. I'm trying to think what the other thing that, for instance, as my niece said to me, you can post a hockey picture of us on Facebook because that's not popular, but you're not allowed to post on Instagram. So apparently, as I've been told by my other niece, that old people are on Facebook. Thank you, Claire and Emma. But all those accounts, what are you going to want to do with them? Do you want to make a memorial account? Do you want them closed? How do you want to handle all that?
When you prepare for death, you can live your life fully. Where is all that information to your online assets, and would people know how to find it? What do you want people to remember about you? If you were to die suddenly, who would take care of your pets? Julie Caraccio can support you in end-of-life planning and organization. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn more.
Business. Maybe you own a big old business, or you're an entrepreneur or solopreneur, or perhaps you're a blogger. What do you have for business? Website, videos, email, apps, desktop, memory cards. What are all the online portals that you have? What's all the equipment that you have to maintain everything that you're doing online? Something will need to be done with that. You'll need to make decisions. Now, I know my business, I usually pay for my website, do a 2-year plan. You have those options. But someone is going to have to deal with that and take that over when you've passed. What are your plans for that? Who do you want to do that? Because you might want someone else dealing with your business stuff and have someone completely a different power of attorney, or someone in charge of your personal social media or your personal blog. So that's something that you're going to want to think about and differentiate. Who is going to cover all that? And again, I would be really clear. The more clear you are, the easier it is for the people that are left behind to deal with things. I've heard horror stories when people don't have things done. Aretha Franklin, as I write this, did not have a will. Her estate has still not been settled. I'm reading that they found a written will in the couch, which when you think about it, she had kept, what was it I read? Hundreds of thousands, I believe the figure was, of checks not cashed. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't leave hundreds of thousands of checks uncashed. Someone is now contesting her will, and maybe one of her kids stunk, was just a mean old meanie, and they might get that. They might get funds that was not her intention. I would encourage you to be very clear. And I'm going to share one little thing that just popped in my head, just because I love this. There was Keanu Reeves on Stephen Colbert, and if you didn't see this, they were promoting his movie John Wick 3, which I saw, which I'm not a huge fan of violence, but you know, hey, it's Keanu Reeves. Anyway, Stephen Colbert asked him, well, Keanu, what do you think what happens when someone dies? And he said, and I thought this was so wonderful and so profound, I believe the people who love us miss us. So I just wanted to share that lovely thought. I know as we talk about our next great adventure, transitioning, dying, can't always be an easy conversation to have. And I really hope that by doing this whole month, focusing on this, that it is going to support people in becoming more comfortable with this, becoming more comfortable that we will leave this physical body at some point. Don't forget data, including files and documents, because it's online on your computer. Now, you might have something like a cloud backup, or again, with computers, even though it's online, whatever tools we're utilizing for that information. Your internet provider, I don't want to keep on paying Spectrum if I'm no longer using it. I'd rather my nieces or an animal rescue or my nephew get that. Rewards program, maybe you can transfer those. Any cloud backups. In business and personal, you probably have email, right? What do you want with all those correspondence? They might have, I know I try to do a really good job of going through my email periodically. I have 3 emails, and well, actually now 4, the volunteer group that I work with, Pause for Life in North Carolina, they have a Gmail account and they do everything, Google Docs, blah, 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 which is great. I really didn't use that. Well, because I have Google Voice, it's set up with Gmail and I never check it. I do everything on my phone. I keep that up to date. And I open up Gmail and I have like 12,000 notifications. No way I'm going to clear all that. And I just didn't realize that everything that was on Google Voice was repeating on Gmail, and I don't know why it's not connected. So I just share, but email, what do you want to have happen to that? What about online communities? Maybe you have shared intimate information. I know in some of the groups I'm on, people have shared what I consider to be very personal information. Perhaps if they, when they go, they don't want that information shared. So if there's a way to delete all that, those are some things you'll want to think about. What about your games, movies, and music? If you paid for that, wouldn't you like someone to have that? You may have rewards, or like I mentioned a moment ago, library or subscriptions. a lot of that information online. And I encourage you, again, remember, can someone handle both personal and professional, or do you need to have separate people making decisions and reviewing that? And finally, you'll want to think about all items you use to access your digital stuff. Hardware, such as cell phones, backup drives. I'm about to venture into a backup drive. Let's hope that it works. Tablets and computers. All the ways that you use to access your digital information. Now, I'm going to encourage you to make a master list. I love lists. I don't know what I would do with that list. But include in that list, and I would, again, on a Word or Excel document, have categories, make it easy on the person. How to access the information, for example, you're going to need logins or passwords. If you have gotten a tool such as LastPass and have one major password and it connects with everything, that'll make it easier. But give the login, have the link, so boom, they can log in right away. Make it as easy on people as possible. Because remember, you're gone. You're not around in physical form anymore, and they will be heartbroken. So allow them, give them the gift of allowing them to grieve. Take the time to contemplate about what you'd really like done with all your accounts, especially really public items like social media. And as you're thinking about that, do you want an online memorial? Something like legacy.com. Maybe you would like to share with people some ideas that are really important for you. And that way, not only people that you're close with, but others might be able to access that. Who do you want to be in charge? As I've mentioned, you may have someone handling your digital footprint that's separate from the person who's in charge of your estate. Because there might be decisions that have to be made when you're gone. I really encourage you to take the time, figure out your online afterlife. And it's really good information for you while you're still alive to have, having easy access to logins. Because, you know, gosh forbid that someone attacks your computer. I got this thing, I guess they targeted, I'm thinking, you know, really? I'm who you want to target? I think you'd want to target someone with big bucks, but hey, I'm not a criminal, so I don't know. They claim to have pictures of me doing something that I would not want to be made public, and I kind of cracked up. I'm like, well, first of all, you're my spam file. But it's one of those things, they have held people hostage and have threatened to do it, and I really was like, okay, hey, release it. You know, maybe I'll get some more fans, but I'm like, I'm not paying you, I think $1,000, whatever it was. So anyway, they target people, but they could potentially harm your computer. If you have a list of your login, your password, I know on Mac they have Keychain, but you know, I'm not opposed to, Keychain can be okay. I think in addition to Keychain, having a list is nice. It have website, login, password, boom, all the information you need is right there. So if perhaps you can't access something online and you need to go to another computer, you have all the information you need. So I'm a huge fan of, you know, print it out if you'd like and have a paper copy. Keep it with all of your estate documents. I think that that's a really good idea. Or an estate planning folder that is not online, that's just on your computer that you can easily access. I'm a huge fan of that. Take action from today's podcast. Create a list of your digital assets. Contemplate what you'd like to do with your social media, music, data, business and personal accounts. Write a document with all of your digital assets that include pertinent information like logins and passwords. Designate a person to be in charge of your digital afterlife. Add your online information list to your estate planning documents. On our next episode, we're talking about Maker's Mark. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.